In computer news this week, converting magnetic tape memories into computer format. How many precious old family videos do you have on old magnetic tape media like VHS or those smaller video cassette tapes of your family at holidays and special moments in your life? I had dozens and I was looking for an economical way to convert them. I was concerned about the shelf life of those old videotapes, which I heard was only good for about 10 to 20 years. A problem most of us will face is that the video on these tapes is unedited. So I was actually looking for a way to get the video into my computer and then edit it. The solution I found was Roxio Creator 2012, coupled with their Roxio Easy VHS to DVD hardware device. Roxio Creator 2012 is a software suite that lets you do just about anything in terms of working with and converting music, photos, and video files. Their new hardware product, Roxio Easy VHS to DVD, is a hardware device in the form of a USB port that plugs into your computer, and it's attached to its own adapter which has both video and audio connectors on it. All you have to do is connect your VHS player or your Hi-8 camera or tape cassette deck to your computer using their USB device, run their software, and you'll be converting all your precious audio-video memories into your computer. I've converted about 30 VHS tapes and about 25 Hi-8 tapes. Hard disk storage is a concern in these video conversions, so make sure you have a lot of disk space. I found that a 2-hour VHS tape might convert to up to over 5 gigabytes of disk space, and Hi-8 tapes might use up to 20 gigs. After you edit the movies and burn them to DVD, they're smaller, but we're still talking gigabyte file sizes here. Once I converted all my old videotapes into my computer using Roxio, I then edited them using Windows Movie Maker and then burnt them to DVDs using Roxio. I then attacked my next project, which was converting an entire box of cassette tapes I have of a variety of music. About 50 of those were from the Backwater Blues show I produced here on KPBX here in the 80s and just started reproducing again this year. I just hooked my tape deck to my computer, set it to auto-reverse at the end of a side, and started playing the tapes and started Roxio recording them all. I found each hour show converted to about 80 megabytes, which means I was then able to burn about 8 shows to a CD. The next thing I plan on converting is some old 45 and LP record albums of mine, and I'll let you know how that goes. Roxio has a simple solution for everyone looking to convert their old magnetic and vinyl media. They also have a YouTube video showing you how to use it, in addition to excellent online and phone tech support. So don't let your old audiovisual memories crumble into dust. You can now convert them yourself on your computer and preserve them for generations. For Rawbytes, this is Frank Delaney.